Parshas Bechukosai, this week we read the double Parsha, Bahar Bechukosai. We're going to focus on the second Parsha. The Parsha Bechukosai is the culmination of the Sefer that is focused on Kedusha, Toras Kohanim. The first half of the Sefer, Vayikra, is devoted to Korbanos, and then we proceed to Inyani Tumah V'Tahara. The second half deals with Kedushas HaMoadim, and then a new theme is introduced. And this theme is a frightening theme, one that's found at the end of Acharemos, and one that's found at the end of Kedoshim. Kayadua, both of these parshios have a list of arayos, of the forbidden sexual relationships. One actually focuses more on the onesh, on the punishment. The other is just a list of arayos. The Rishonim discuss the distinctions between these two parshas. But at the end of Parsha Zacharemos, the Torah has the following frightening reality. Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chav Zayin, following upon the heels of the dreadful averos that Klal Yisrael performed in Eretz Yisrael, and Dafkan Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban writes in Zacharemos, Eretz Yisrael ena soveles obri avera. There's a higher level of Kedusha, a higher level of Ashkoch in Eretz Yisrael, where the Ramban presented it throughout his Perish al Torah, that the Ashkoch in Eretz Yisrael is of a more direct nature. Eretz asher eni Hashem elokecha bo, mereshis hashona rach rishona. So here the Torah speaks about the sensitivity that one has to the environment of Eretz Yisrael, to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Just as the Gemara says in Balbasa, avera of Eretz Yisrael machim, Mitzad Echo, Mitzad Sheni, Eretz Yisrael has unbelievable antenna regarding Chas V'Shalom, any Avera that a person performs. And that Avera can have a jarring, massive impact. And that's what the Torah describes. In Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chafei, we'll start from there. Vatitma Ha'aretz Vo'evkod Avonah Alecha. Literally, the land itself almost has a kind of human personality. The land itself is sensitive to Avera. Vatoki Haaretz Es Yoshvea, Chas V'Shalom, Eretz Yisrael will spew forth its inhabitants. Ushmartem Atem Es Chukosai Ves Mishpatai, V'losa Asumi Kol To'evosa Eile, anything which is of abominable nature. So right away, the land reacts. Ki Es Kol To'evosa Eile, Osu Anche Haaretz Asher Lefnechem, Vatitma Haaretz, almost as if Eretz Yisrael is a kind of gabra, not just a chetza, but Eretz Yisrael has a human persona and reacts and responds to Averos. And then the Torah again repeats and reaffirms this idea. Rashi comments already, Hakor is Lashon, almost a Gi'ul, Gimel Yud Ayin Vav Lamed, that the land will literally spit you forth. You'll be expectorated from Eretz Yisrael. Kasher Ko'ores Hagoya Shalom Nechen. That's at the end of Parsha Zacharemos. And once again, the end of Kedoshim, the Torah again reaffirms after the list of arayos, again the Torah tells us a similar pasuk. In Perachav pasuk habeis, Ushmartem es kol chukosai ves kol mishpatai vasisem osom v'lo saki eschem haoretz asher ani mevi eschem shom al hashem es bo. Eretz Yisrael is a delicate personality, has a very delicate digestive system, and Eretz Yisrael therefore cannot handle the Ramban writes enel soveles over Avera. So essentially, that is what the Torah describes here in the Acharemos Kedoshim. What is fascinating is that the Torah emphasizes that departure from the land is not a special onesh imposed upon us due to our technological ineptitude, due to our inability to administer Eretz Yisrael or to govern the land properly, but it's a natural phenomena as a result of certain behavior patterns. And fits into the scheme of causality, of cause and effect that I discussed the other day in terms of the Beis Halevi. Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate specifically three averos: gila arayus, shrichas dam, ve'avodah zarah. Cannot tolerate immorality. Cannot tolerate ritzicha. Cannot tolerate avodah zarah, and casts off the people who defy themselves with such abomination. Rashi is the one who invokes the mashal of a delicate digestive system. Person has ingested something inappropriate, and right away It's going to emerge. It will be disgorged. Or the Lashon Rabban that I just spoke about a moment ago, Eretz Yisrael Eino Sovelis Obri Avera. So the Torah in Bechukosai speaks of this concept of Giul, Gimel Ayin Vav Labin, V'loisigal Nafshi Yesechem, beginning of Bechukosai. You have it in front of you. The Perek Chavav, Pasuk Gedal, V'nasati Mishkani Besochechem, V'loisigal Nafshi Yesechem, and Rashi comments, if something is absorbed, and that which is absorbed cannot be retained, it's going to be spewed forth. That's the lotion of giul that the Torah uses. I know it's a foreign kind of object that the body immediately reacts to. And in general, the term hagola is yadua. Hagola, the way the Shach and other Rishonim came out, right? But the Shach is the one that summarizes in Yerdeya, the chil between Hagola and Libun. And Libun were trying to literally burn, completely destroy the Iser. In the case of Hagola, we're simply trying to extirpate it, trying to remove it from the walls of the pot that it was absorbed in. So here, Eretz Yisrael cannot possibly absorb Ovi Avera. So an examination of the Shittas Ramban throughout the Torah reveals that all the aforementioned areas of Kedusha that I mentioned, be it Karbanos, be it Negoyim, be it Moadim, all reflect the distinctive nexus between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nations of the world, say the Ramban, they operate under a Hashkocha Klolis. Namely, they operate the Fichuki HaTeva. So the Ramban writes at the beginning of Masechus Rosh Hashanah, when the Mishnah speaks there about the chiddush between Klal Yisrael and Umos HaOlam, they are governed by the annual year. Ola Habdil, the year begins in January and ends in December. That's how the Umos HaOlam operate. We do not operate that way. The Ramban writes this in Parshas Bo'i on the Pasuk of Hacharis Hazel Lachem Resh Chadoshim Rishonu Lachem Lachatshi Hashanah. We start counting from Nisan because we are operating with a totally different kind of methodology. The nations of the world speak about a Hashkocha Klolis, Fukiateva, Klal Yisrael enjoys the Hashkocha Pratis, a kind of favorite son status that we have with Hashem Yisbarach. The closer one is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater, the more intense is the sense of Hashkocha. Just as Chazal, the Gemara says a number of places in Shas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitdaktik im ha-tzadikim kichut ha-sara, the greater the tzadik, so the greater the potential possibility for growth and for coming closer to Hashem Yisbarach, and at the same time, the greater Rachmanu Litzlan, that could involve his medactic with that individual. That's what the Nitziv writes in the Adama to the Shiltis, in the Kid Masa Emek, Barichus. I don't have time to divert from the course, even though I would like to. The Ramban extends this idea further. The intensity of this Hashkocha is most palpably felt Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. As I mentioned before, Eretz Hashe'ini Hashem Elokecha Ba, Merish Hashana Rach Rishona. So this week's Pasha, the Ramban has to be studied with a fine-tooth comb. Ramban in every Pasha has to be studied with a fine-tooth comb. But because it's this week's Pasha, I'm telling you to do the Ramban this week. The Ramban details and beautifully portrays the character of a Hashkocha Nisit, L'malum HaTeva, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And it's evident in the early psukkah that you see in front of you on the sheet. Mind-boggling portrait, an idyllic portrait of the people who live in total harmony with their neighbors. We almost can't even imagine such a scenario, but the Torah describes it. If we observe the chukim of Hashem Yisbarach, v'nasati gishmeichem b'itom, v'nasna haaretz yivulah, v'eitz ha-sodeh yitin piryo, v'yisig lochem v'ayish et b'otzir v'otzir yasege zora, v'achaltem lachmechem v'osoba, v'shavtem v'vetach v'artzechem, v'nasati shalom b'aretz, those who live on the Sfar, as Chazal described in Gemara Erev and elsewhere, on the border, the areas that border Eretz Yisrael, will be able to sleep at night without difficulty, without having to fear from projectiles and missiles. So the Torah is describing the way the Ramban writes here in Chumash. We will not suffer from a panoply of dreadful diseases will enjoy personal health, will be ensconced in a context where weather conditions are ideal, where agricultural conditions will lead to prosperity and a sense of fecundity. All this, says the Ramban, he writes this very clearly, at the beginning of the Pasha, will not be an isolated series of events, namely that occur periodically. But the Ramban says, it will be, as he describes it, davar tmidi, a constant perpetual state that clearly and unequivocally bespeaks the Yad Hashem and the Ashkocha Nisus, the miraculous providence that Hashem has vis-a-vis for yourself. This position is already adumbrated by the Ramban earlier in Pashas Lach Lecha. If you look at page number 2 here, you see if you turn the page sideways, I'm very into conservation of energy. So the Torah describes the beginning of Lech Lecha when Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Notice, by the way, the language there. We're going to compare it in a moment. Alicha. Just as in B'chukosai Te'lecho, that verb occurs and recurs many, many times, and it also occurs and recurs many times in Pashas Lech Lecha as well. As you can see, I circled it. So the Ramban comments over there on the pasuk where Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Vayetze, Vayotze Yoso Achutza, So Rashi comments from Chazal, save me, it's Tagdina Shulcha. Why? A mazel to Israel. Ramban already, in a number of places, the Ramban asks a stira and divi Chazal, the Gemara on Shabbos, that the Gemara says that Hakol Toli b'mazel. Everything is Toli on mazel. And then A mazel to Israel. It seems to be an outright contradiction. The Ramban resolves it very simply. Many of you show him saying this, not just his Chiddush. We are the Malam and the Mazolos. Ain't Mazol Yisrael. We're not subject. We're not governed by Mazolos, by constellation, by the zodiac, and the like. We are beyond the Mazolos. That's what Hashem, in effect, told Avraham Avinu. Vayotzi Yoso Achutza. Say me, Tzagdina Socha. Ain't Mazol Yisrael. Our history, our destiny is the Malam Midar HaTeva. Not determined by the forces of history, not governed by the canons of rationality, but the Malam HaTeva. And Hashem told Avraham Avinu, here you see it in the pasuk that I blocked out. Kum yisalek v'aretz l'orko l'rochba ki l'cho et neno. The Gemara says in Vavasa, the Gemara in Davkuf, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was kon Eretz Yisrael b'chazoka. He walked the length of breadth of Eretz Yisrael, and he was kon Eretz Yisrael b'chazoka. He wasn't acquired through the normal channels. The Mishnah is right in Vavasa and Gedushin, all of Shas, that chazoka is acquired. Chazoka is the way to acquire a piece of property. Kesu shav b'chazoka. Avraham Avinu did not utilize the classical modes of kinyanim to acquire Eretz Yisrael, but rather halicha Eretz Yisrael. Kum misalach baris la'arkol la'achvah l'gedavad nena. The halicha that he utilized that became the kinyan, as Chazal said, Gemara Ba'avasa as well. Eretz Yisrael muchzekes yilanu me'avoseinu. We have a presumptive right to Eretz Yisrael, and that was acquired by Avraham Avinu through his halicha la'arkol la'achvah. But there's one proviso. There's one tonight. A tonight kodem le'maaseh. And that tonight is the medium of Halicha, namely the bris that Hashem consummated with Avraham Avinu regarding Eretz Yisrael is founded upon the special yachas we enjoy with Hashem Yisbarach, a yachas that exhausts itself completely in Kedusha. Without the Kedusha of Kedoshim Tiyu, Kikadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, without the Kedusha of Eile Moadi Hashem Yikroi Kodesh Hashem Tikva Sobe Moadom, we have no right. If one denies the Kedusha, if one claims there is nothing unique about Eretz Yisrael, then he forfeits his rights to Eretz Yisrael, to Shalayim, to the Mokam HaMikdash. And one can actually pose the question in the following way. And this is at the heart of the entire Parsha of Chukotzah. Is there any logical connection between observing Chukim Mimishpatim, following the Ratzon Hashem, and V'nasadi Gishmecha Mi'itam, the abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael? Totally illogical. Completely irrational, incomprehensible. Is there any logical connection between observing tefillin and mezuzah and our ability to vanquish our enemies? Ma'in and Shemitah, it's our Sinai. What's the connection? Can we logically understand our non-observance of Shemitah for 70 years and the resultant effort of our being in Golos for 70 years? On the contrary, the more I cultivate the land, the more productive the economy, the most successful in my handiwork? And the answer to this question is the beginning of the parsha. In the chukos saite lechu, halicha beretz Yisrael, a realization that our connection with Hashem Yisbarach is not based, as I said earlier, on the canons of Daki Ateva, but rather a different kind of halicha. And that's the terminology of the Mechukosai Teilecho. And again, I also circled over here that verb, which also similar to Lech Lecha, is found many, many times. You'll take a look here on the page in front of you. Yisalachti B'Sechechem. And then we have all the seven segments, as Rashi comments, the seven dargos. Namely, side that our halicha is going to be similar to that of Yuma Sa'olam. That's halicha b'keri. That's halicha which is based on cause and effect, based on natural forces of history. And that's the term embedded in halicha. I saw the Sforno writes over here that the term halicha doesn't denote any particular destination. But he writes, Inyan halicha, hu halicha, ha-holichon v'yono, lo yavaku becha. Person wandering aimlessly, listlessly, without any other yad. But the kavanah of the Torah here, in the chukosai teilecho, is to invite Klal Yisrael to participate attitudinally in halicha. In the view of history, in the view of our conception, which is unique to us, that was painted for us by Avraham Avinu, and Hashem told him, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha El Aret Asher Arecha. If we comply with that halicha, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, as he said to Avraham Avinu, again, looking at the pasuk on the side, Kum Hisalek Ba'aretz L'Arecha L'Rach Baki L'Cha Enena. And what does he say over here in the Kosai, in the beginning, upper right-hand corner, Pasuk and Beis, V'salachti b'serechem v'yisti lachem l'elokim. And Rashi says something so beautifully. Rashi says, the Eivish says, Atayim l'lochem Gan Eden. Says out, v'kinachat ha-shpatzir. We're going to take it to you, Gan Eden. This always reminds me of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Mi barosh. Ribbono Shel Olam also suggested there, Nitayel b'yachad b'gan Eden, but he wanted to know, mi barosh. If he's not barosh, welcome to the state of Israel. Mi barosh. That's what it's all about. And Abraham Chochem is allowed to have a shminish of a shminish of Gaida. Here, me'achuz Gaida, 100%. It's all the goal. Doesn't make a difference. A high risk of having to quote him, a plague on all your hearts. No distinction between this party, this mifaga, that mifaga, all the zavlach. So here Hashem his brother is giving us the opportunity of a halicha as two korban. The term Tvira, the term Tvira, Rameshi Kalivero, writes over there that we are the shared basal of Shaka Lubov. We are his closest relatives. And giving us the opportunity to develop and nurture that consanguinity, we'll enjoy the fruits of that halicha. That's what the Pasuk says. Ufanisi alechem, v'efresi eschem, v'ebeisi eschem, v'rasati es mishkoni b'sechem. That's one choice. That's the ideal choice that we should have in Ziyapur. But this perspective of halicha can chas v'sholom be distorted, can be skewed. We can, if we whimsically decide, abandon Ashkocha Nises, the ties of God's sanguinity between ourselves and Hashem Yisbarach. We can see ourselves as a nation, chol hagoyim. The Irish have a country, and we have a country. Norway is a country, and we have a country. South Africa is a country, and we have a country. Albeit small, but technologically we're sophisticated. We're capable of defending ourselves. We're capable of surviving in this competitive and cruel world with our own abilities. Left to our own weaponry. Government, who can't have it? That's also halicha. But that's not the one that's foreshadowed by Avraham Avinu. But one termed by the Torah as Keri, in Telchu Imi Keri. The Torah repeats it so many times, and there's a Rambam here that I mentioned recently, upper left-hand corner, famous Rambam Hilchos Taniyos. There are different translations of the Rishonim of Keri. The simple pshat is Mikra. Everything is happenstance. Nothing is directed from on high. Nothing is guided by Hashem Yisbarach. The Rambam has a fascinating translation. He writes, besides the mitzvah say, the Rambam has a davening, which is a din d'arayis according to the Rambam, which most of Shana b'cholikon. There's also another mitzvah say, lizoyk ulariya v'chatzoyis talkol tzorah shetav latzibor. During the time of travail, we have to cry after Hashem. Because it's talking, ma'aloyscha v'chitabo v'chol v'yatzchem alasar torah eschem arayesim v'chatzitzis. And the Rambam says that this is a kiyum and tshuva. The double zekdaki tshuva. She was much double tzara. God with the tzara comes. He's There's a direct correlation between our behavior and our Hashem Yisbarach how we respond. I will say him he too. By recognizing it, by acknowledging it, and by doing tshuva, that itself is a refuah for this makkah. But Chas v'Shalom said the Rambam, "Im lo yizaku, v'lo yiriyu." The Yom Udama said, "The Torah is only going to make this happenstance, this coincidence." Harezu derech hazorius. What a bitui! What an expression! Rambam calls it derech hazorius. This is a cruel and distorted approach. And as a result, we'll continue to wallow in our terrible behavior. This Torah will engender more Torahs. Which is we want to become by this kind of halicha. Halicha b'keri. Hashem is Baruch Hu's father in turn. And the Rambam says, So the Rambam is really presenting two types of halicha. Either the halicha of Rabbi Avinu that he was a role model for, or Chas v'Shalom, halicha b'keri, which Rachman al-Litzan could be catastrophic. But if we continue to see the world simply cause and effect, the way historians see it, the way those study what's happening in the world at large, then Chas v'Shalom, the effect, of course, is going to be goalless. You become like any nation, small in number, that could easily be Rahman al-Islam, routed from Eretz Yisrael, you can easily be displaced. And that's what the Sukkim I started with earlier in Kedushim, and I very much stood out. Untold physical language, psychological language, painfully portrayed by the term of Lukasa. I assume that all of you are somewhat, or maybe even more somewhat familiar with one of the most famous comments of Agoyin of Simcha Ben Vint, Meshachach Malatayra and Six Pasha. It is so remarkable that he wrote this before the Shoah, before the Holocaust, in one of the most unbelievable essays. Those who are familiar with Amir Simcha, Agoyin Ben Vint, he loved Eretz Yisrael. And many, many disagreements with the Chafetz Chaim, Zechatar, Debrach, regarding Eretz Yisrael. We have a lot of material, we have letters, we have other material. Is an attempt to actually, basically, hopefully, put those letters under wraps. But they emerge as things tend to. So here in the classic essay, he notes that our history is a pattern of living in Eretz Yisrael, of being driven out, of experiencing the harsh realities of Golos, and the primary purpose of Golos is to redirect us to do tshuva, both from a ruchnius and gashmi standpoint. And what happens in Chutzaretz? We go to Teaneck, New Jersey. We go to Gold is Green. And elsewhere, Johannesburg. And we become smug and self-satisfied. And as a result, there were those who came to the Maskona. And this is what he writes here on the second page. I sort of blocked it out in the middle. And what do they think? They came to the wonderful Maskona. What Maskana was that? Berlin, Yerushalayim. Now, Germany is Jerusalem. I lived in Toronto. There were people who had the audacity to call Toronto Canada. Yerushalayim, it's one America. That's not my sir. I imagine the same in Gold is Green and the same in Muncie. Some people even say in the invention. We'll name Muncie, you're our Kiddush, you're Berlin. You see that good song. So, this is a remarkable piece, and I would read it with you, and maybe I'll just read a few short lines if you don't mind. He's not here, the Gabbai, so that means we could just go on forever. He writes in the beginning, let's take a look at the way Hashkocha operates. When Chochma Yona was Gozer, Hashem Yisrael, 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 And so what did Hashem want to accomplish with Golus? He wanted us, Chas V'Sholom, not to be disloyal, not to suffer from assimilation, acculturation, not to adopt the mores and cultural values of the non-Jewish world, which essentially that's what happened. He modeled every single Golus that we went to. I don't know if you ever read, there's a very beautiful little tract by Yehuda ben Berger. He was among the Megurashi Sfora. He was one of the individuals who lived in Spain, golden age of Spain, they're very fascinated as a professor at the university. Yitzhak Baer, known as Fritz Baer. So he wrote a many volume work, multi volume work on what you did this right on the street, the history of the Jews in Christian Spain. And how did he come to Mascona? How did he find out what was going on there? He read the Truth Ashba. He's a professor who read the Truth Ashba, similar to a sociological study of Jews in America, where the sociologist decided to examine the English measure. Nothing better than that, to get a sense of what's going on in America for 50, 60 years of Moshe reigning supreme. And similar, this is something of similar nature. So he's describing here what Golus was all about. So what did Hashem do? All kinds of Gedorim. Masechet Avodah Zarah is devoted to Pasakum, Nebishlach, Nechalavakum, Meginasakum, in order to somehow we should maintain our fealty to Judaism. That our identity should be the same. That's what he writes over here. And despite all that, somehow, there's still his bubbles. There's still assimilation, acculturation. He gives his heart to Mitzrayim. Well known. Moshino Shema, Mr. Shayna, Bigayim, Neil Shmais B'nai Yisrael, Abay Mitzrayim, my father was from Mr. Lernstein, Bigabaratag, from the time I'm 5 years old. It was, I didn't have much of a choice. It was like, that's how it worked. That's why I'm a little bit familiar with Chumash from those days. So my father used to say, the Elish Shmais, the Chai of Odom, Likra HaPasha, Shmais, Shnai, Yibikra, Lechadag, it's the Pasuk. I thought that was actually the Pshat of the Pasuk when I was 5 years old. And that's what we used to do. So my father used to mention this Chazal, then we can change our Ruvei Nichnas, Ruvei Yada, and all the other statements that the Mishnah points out. That if not for that, we would have literally assimilated completely in Egypt. And we would have thought, you might see it in this first page, towards the bottom. We would have thought that Mitzrayim is Eretz Moladetom. Just like Tinek, people think Tinek is Rachmanu's son. That's the model. And gold is green. Maybe Stanford Hill. I don't know all the areas in London so well. And what would happen? God forbid, had that happened. Skokie, Chicago, L.A., the ultimate promise of Hashem is Baruch, that we should come back to Eretz Yisrael, would have been rendered null and void, and they would have forgotten their that's where our ultimate destiny is supposed to be. And he goes on and on, and he continues on the bottom of the page with and the word of Makis, Yadua, Yosef, Shahoyda Barto, Nikba Barto. And going on to the second page, he continues on this, in this vein. Look in the paragraph in the right hand column. He named me, Meis Yos Yisrael Bagoyim, Rabbis Hashomim, Ashelo Aminu Kodesh Vitev, he is God who went for Niflo, Ashel Lishayim, Ashel Asol Damaskel, Yadir, Korona Anim, Amtsulot, Ashel Shofu Bel Fishomim. What happened? Look what we were subjected to. Derech HaShkocha, Ki Yanuchu, 100, 200 years, we somehow plant ourselves in whatever goal it may be. I mentioned the same by Yehuda ben Berger, who essentially contends that the reason why Jews were thrown out of Spain because of their lifestyle, their opulence, because they went ahead and flaunted an aristocratic kind of lifestyle. What a theory. My body lived in the 1492 area. And that's what he writes here. And then as a result of Hashem is about seeing what's happening, we lose our identity, we become assimilated, acculturated, we think that this is Mother Machsaptai, Unbelievable. And why does Hashem do that? Because he wants us to maintain a fealty to our religion. So we don't belong in Chicago or in LA or in Johannesburg. You know, they describe it as Gigal Hashem, Kiyas Mitzrayim. That's what they told me. And elsewhere. And then in the second column, as you can see, Lokein Bagola, Shinishmait, Akibus Vasidu, Belimun Atera. And he goes, he has a very interesting theory here, which I don't have time to discuss. But the little section that I blocked out, by Yisraeli, Bechlau, Gishkach, Machzapto, Bechoshim, Ezrach, Ramon, Yazo, Limudi, Basil, with the Pindan of religion, the Moshin is so low, we become polyglot, fluent in all kinds of languages. Yolot mi kal kal tevelo yolot mi kal kal tevelo, the Gemara says, Yashu ki brali, hi yushalai, unbelievable statement. And the truth is, that's exactly the description of what was happening in Berlin, always starting from the days of Arba Bismarck, and even a bit later, where Jews became so much a part of the fabric of the warp and woof of German society, high society, they were involved in academic circles, they were involved in government circles, and little by little they assimilated. I'm not talking about Mendelssohn and the like, but literally the entire sways of the Jewish community. Wow, what is he predicting? Apparently the Shoah. Yaakov also begins to yanichen l'gad me'rochov asher lomad l'shono yedat yuger l'shono sraskochenu l'shono zorim to the bushachloy u'matzavto l'gizah yisrael b'tan chumad l'chumad v'yi Hashem u'vitil tulo yishkat t'rosso u'enko t'pulo v'sham yilachma yisrael v'regesh kodesh. But of course, finally we know Netzach Yisrael lo yishakya, that's how the Torah describes it. It's a Gemara Megillah, but he dashes it lo yimasim lo yalzim aloitzom. Is there hope and salvation for a Jew in Golos? Can there be Kedusha in the midst of Churban and desolation, or are they mutually exclusive? The Torah of the Chukosai tells us in the famous pasuk also found here, page number one, Vashimaisi es migdishtechem Venasati es arichim charba Vashimaisi es migdishtechem. The Mishnah Megillah writes, if there is Golos, it can be Gula. And what's fascinating is, and so Ramban points this out, so he's speaking about this all the time. How many nations of the world attempted to colonize Eretz Yisrael? Unsuccessfully. Because Eretz Yisrael waits for those that belong in Eretz Yisrael, namely Klal Yisrael. We are the true inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. This is our home. It's not the home of the Ottoman Empire. Not the home of the Brits, the Mkhila. Not the home of the South Africans. Germans also attempted to colonize Eretz Yisrael. They tried to put a colony here together. They were totally unsuccessful. That's a nevuah of the Torah. Any attempt on their part to settle Eretz Yisrael will lead to shemama, desolation. It will not be matzliach. So, if in Golos there's understanding of what has befallen us, if we correct our distorted perspectives, our shoppers, then there's room for Gula. And that's what the Torah says at the end of the Techacha. As you know, there are two Techachas. Ramban Barichu Shein Kamo develops a Yisod Godol. One Techacha refers to Chubai Rishon, one Techacha refers to Chubai Sheni, and if one studies the language carefully, and one studies the history of both, one will see parallels, many, many beautiful parallels that Ramban really developed this idea. But here's the parallels at the bottom of page number one, Pasuk Mem, that after all that befalls us, and we are in a very difficult state, we will be consumed by the nations of the world, there'll be some visceral recognition of what we did, vidui, the Abashah Hochali Bikari, as a result of our behavior. But then there's a passage which needs a separate cheer, because right after that, I thought, hey, what's going on here? was so visible recognition of Adam and all Mishanim Merech HaKadosh and even Ezra and upside you go and everyone in town discussed these took it. And the Torah says, but there will be some recognition. One expression. Our uncircumcised hearts will be nichna. There will be some sense of some recognition of humility, being humble. Well, here to us, if you take a look actually in the Tzadim, which of course the Rishonim point out, this is read in many of the Rishonim by Tosfos, that that's actually the sequel or the hemshech of the Techach and Kisava, because the Sava ends in a very sharp kind of way. Namely, the Heshivcha Hashem Mitzrayim Baniyos, V'ismakart Hashem Lo Ivecha La'avadim L'shvachos Ve'en Peyman. And we know there's a klal in halacha, every Techach has to be accompanied by Nechama, by some cancellation. Where's the Nechama? Here there's the Nechama. At the end of the Chukasai. But there is no mechama. There the Torah speaks about the parasha of tshuva, and there we have also a pasuk that parallels to the pasuk here that I just read. What did he say with Tzavin? And Ramban points out here it's a hachna of the Ola Saleh, and there is Mila of Ola Saleh, which of course is almost as if we can make the analogy, which already is not my Kiddush, the analogy to Priya, the Masa Mila, and then it's the Priya, Movala Park in Lomo, Amishna, the Dinish Ralach, Machabit. But here is obviously a much higher level, namely the level that comes about as a result of the ultimate Tshuva, which is found in the Tzavan. So, this Ikum. The Torah here has presented us with two choices. Either we use the model of Avraham Avinu, the Halicha par excellence, we're going to go with Hashem Yisbarach, and then we'll be Baruch Hashem blessed with Hashgacha L'malam Yerachadam, L'malam Yamazolos. Of course, that's the way to go. And that's the Halicha that the Gemara describes in Baruch Basra. Avraham Avinu was coming to sell by Halicha. We take that back. The question about it that the Rebbe Shalom will visit us with Zachariah, B'si Yaakov, Yaakov, B'si Yitzchak, Yaakov, B'si Avraham, Esther, Baruch Esther, Hashem Kim Chas Shalom. We decide to, at the Ramah Vaisal Sanir, utilize the other tack, and God forbid, Achman Lutzan will be disastrous, will be catastrophic. We are given a choice. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Yisrael. Even though the verse is in Beit, so we are Azin Shavumos. We're very obstreperous in our behavior. Ubechozo, we're also big Bali Seichel. The people who have the Muna, people who are highly intelligent. And therefore, we know that the way to go is to follow the Halicha of Avraham Avinu, Halavai. All of us should be suffered to do so collectively, individually, and the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what's we'll bring about the Kol Mamish, Hashem Tzidkenu, Merev Yameinu, Amen.